the fourth day of this Satipatthana course is over. The fourth day is over. We were reciting the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, and we were trying to understand it in relation to the practice. Let us continue. We are still in the field of Kaya Anupassana. Four fields: Kaya Anupassana, Vedana Anupassana, Chitta Anupassana, and Dhamma Anupassana. One may give importance to any one of these to start, but as one proceeds, all the four get joined together. And then even in Kaya Anupassana, there are quite a few sections. One may start from any section, but after some time one has to reach an important station, and that station is unavoidable whether you are practicing Kaya Anupassana, giving all importance to Kaya, or most importance to Kaya, or Chitta Anupassana, Vedana Anupassana, Dhamma Anupassana. You have to reach this important station where you start experiencing Smriti Dhamma Anupassi Viharati, Vai Dhamma Anupassi Viharati, rising and then passing. And then you have to reach the stage, the station, Samudaya Vai Dhamma Anupassi Viharati. Similarly, you have to pass through the station Ajjata, and then Bahiddha, inside, outside, and then both inside and outside. The stage of Bhanga, where everything gets dissolved, when you feel the entire body just mass of vibrations arising and passing with great rapidity, where there is no solidity left. Then you proceed further. And you reach the stage where you understand, oh, this is body, just body. Or this is Vedana, just Vedana, feeling. Or this is mind, just mind. And this is mental content, just mental content, Dhamma. You stop identifying yourself with it. No I, no mine, no myself. And you keep on proceeding, 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 where your mere awareness patisattimattaya. Mere awareness jnanamattaya. Mere understanding. That's all. Neither the valuation of it, nor the reactions. Just aware. You're just aware. And just the understanding. Understanding of arising, passing, arising, passing, that's all. And more and more you get established in it. More and more deep-rooted sankharas come on the surface. Of course, they keep on coming on the surface even at the earlier stations. Whenever you have equanimity with the sensations, vinaya loke abhijja do manasang. The moment when you are free from craving, free from aversion, that means you are not generating a new sankhara. And for this, he said in one of his other suttas, sabba kamma jahasya bhikkhuno. A meditator stops generating all actions. No more sankhara. No more new kamma sankhara. Sabba kamma jahasya bhikkhuno. Dhunamanasya pure katangrajam. Pure, previously, katam, done, accumulated, rajam, impurities, all the previous accumulated impurities, they get dhunamanasya. Like somebody who is combing or carding the cotton, then all the knots in that cotton will get cleared off. All the dirt in the cotton will get cleared off. Every fiber will get separated. In the same way, dhunamanasya. One who is carding the cotton, one who is combing the cotton, in the language of India we say dhuniya, his job is dhunamana. The impurities inside, by this combing, by this carding, gets eradicated. But as you proceed on the path and this awareness and equanimity becomes more and more established, and for longer periods at a stretch, then very deep impurities start coming upon the surface. Only after bhanga, very deep impurities start coming up. But bhanga with equanimity, otherwise deep impurities won't come. You have to stop generating new kamma sankharas, then only the old ones will come on the surface. If you continue to generate new kamma sankharas, new sankharas of your actions, reactions, then there is no opportunity for the old ones to come on the surface. You keep on multiplying your stock. So the whole technique is stop generating new sankharas, and the old ones will automatically come on the surface, and you continue to remain equanimous. Layers after layers, layers after layers will get eradicated. The nature is very kind to us. Dhamma is very kind to us. that initially such impurities will come on the surface, such sankharas of the past will come on the surface, which are responsible to give us a new life of very low order, of very deep misery. Such crude sankharas come on the surface first, and they get eradicated, layers after layers, chunks after chunks. You are aware, you are equanimous, you are aware, you are equanimous. These sankharas come on the surface and pass away. Uppajitva nirujjanti, uppajitva nirujjanti, te sang bhupasamo sukho. As much as of these sankharas have been eradicated, that much you are relieved from misery. A time comes when all these deep sankharas, which are responsible to take you to the lower field of life, when all of them come on the surface and pass away, then that is the time when your mind is fit, the balance of the mind is perfect, and that is the time when one can transcend the field of mind and matter and get a first glimpse of Nibbana, the ultimate reality beyond mind and matter. Maybe a few moments, maybe a few seconds, maybe a few minutes. And then comes back to this field of mind and matter again. This person is now a changed person altogether. Changed person altogether. All his old sankharas of the lower magnetic field of life has gone away. And now his behavior pattern to generate such kind of sankharas is totally demolished. He doesn't have that behavior anymore. So he can't generate. Now he can't generate any sankhara which will take him to the lower fields of life in future. Such a person is called Gotrabhu. From Gotrabhu, he reaches the stage of Srotapanna. Srotapanna. What Gotrabhu? The clan is changed now. The caste is changed now. Earlier, everyone is Anariyo. Anariyo. And once one experiences the Nibbanic stage, one becomes Aryo, Aryo. Later on, this word Aryo, Aryan, they start using for a particular race in the language of Buddha of the past. It has nothing to do with this race or that race. Anyone can become an Aryan. A non-Aryan becomes an Aryan means becomes a saintly person. Sotapanna. Sota means stream. One who has fallen in the stream. And now this stream will take him to the final goal of full liberation. No power on the earth can stop this person from becoming fully liberated. He may take one life. In this very life he may become fully liberated. He may take two lives. He may take three lives, four, five, six, or maximum seven lives, not beyond that. He is bound to become an arhant, fully liberated. Someone who has reached this stage keeps on working. And the same, The working is the same. Atapi sampajano satima. Atapi sampajano satima. Sampajanyang. Sampajanyang narinchati. Narinchati. And then further deep sankharas start coming up on the surface. They come on the surface, they pass away. Uppajjitva niruchanti. Uppajjitva niruchanti. They come on the surface, they pass away. They come on the surface, they pass away. And this time, when this person experiences nibbanic stage, it is a much deeper nibbanic stage. And he comes out of it again in the field of mind and matter, again in the field of rising and passing, but again a changed person. From Sotapanna, he has become Sagadagami. Sagadagami. That means in this sensual world, he will have only one more life. He may become fully liberated in this very life, otherwise one more life. He becomes Sagadagami. And with this experience of deeper nibbanic stage, when he comes back to the sensual field of mind and matter, the same practice, atapi sampajano satima, atapi sampajano satima, and starts eradicating further impurities, which are finer impurities, but they are impurities which are responsible to give new lives of misery. The circle of life and death is still there. Keeps on observing them equanimously, equanimously, equanimously. And now the dip that he gets of Nibbana is much deeper, and he comes out as Anagami. This stage of Anagami, this means this person will either reach the final stage of Arhant within this life, or he will get just one more life, but not in this sensual field. He will get this life in a very high Brahmanic plane. And from there he will become Arhant and get liberated. This person who has reached the stage of Anagami, experienced the Nibbanic stage of Anagami, again comes back to the field of mind and matter in this very life while practicing, and he again continues to practice Atapi Sampajano Satima, Atapi Sampajano Satima, eradicating finer, 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 finer sankharas, which are responsible to give even one life. They also go away. No more sankhara is left, which is responsible to give a new life of misery. The Nibbanic stage that one experiences now is the stage of an Arhant, fully liberated. This can happen in this very life. This can happen in future lives. But the practice remains the same. Atapi sampajano satima. Atapi sampajano satima. Sampajano is the sensations arising, passing, arising, passing. Satima is the awareness. Sampajano is the wisdom, the panya of arising, passing, arising, passing. Direct experience means direct experience of the sensations. Arising, passing, arising, passing. Bodily sensations. Although mind is involved, because body by itself cannot feel sensations. Sensations are there, but the body cannot feel sensations. It is the mind that feels sensations. So involvement of mind is there. But the sensations must be on body. And he gives a very wonderful description of this. He gives the example of the sky. As winds arise in the sky, different kinds of winds arise in the sky. They arise and then they pass away. They arise and then they pass away. Warm winds, cold winds, fast winds, slow winds, dirty winds, clean winds, different kinds of winds arise, pass away. And he says, similarly, different kinds of sensations arise in the body and pass away. They arise in the body and pass away. In the body, and one keeps on observing them, observing these sensations on the body, arising, passing, arising, passing. Yato so bhikkhu atapi sampajanyang nerinchati. A meditator, atapi, working ardently, sampajanyang nerinchati. This is the essence of the whole technique. Sampajanyang. Cannot afford to miss sampajanyang. Day and night, one remains with sampajanyang. Such a person, yatosu bhikkhu atapi sampajanyang nerinchati tatosu vedana sabba parijanati pandito. This person becomes such a wise person, and he experiences the entire field of Vedana. Vedanas, when you are dealing with your sankharas, which are very gross, Vedanas, when you are dealing with a sankhara, which are finer, still finer, still finer, all kinds of Vedanas, gross, subtle, pleasant, unpleasant, different kinds of Vedanas. One has transcended the field of Vedana. So Vedana Parinyaya. One knows the entire field of Vedana. Te dhamme anasava. One becomes free from all the asavas, all the impurities, because one has explored the entire field of Vedana by the practice of sampajanyam. Such a person. Kaya sabheda dhammatthu. Such person gets established in Dhamma fully. And when kaya sabheda, when he dies, when he passes away, sankhyangano peti vedagu, because he had become perfect in the understanding of Vedana, this person after death does not come back to the field of Vedana. Is totally liberated. Now this gives the entire path of liberation. Sampajanya plays such an important role. Atapi sampajano satima. If one is merely atapi, working very hard, but not working properly, then working very hard alone will not help. One may be satima, very aware, like the circus girl, aware of every movement of his feet, her feet, cannot get liberation. Sampajano, along with these two, sampajano, the experience of these sensations arising, passing, and with this understanding of arising, passing, the wisdom of equanimity, this liberates one. So keeping this in mind, Now we proceed further. You can start with any paragraph. Every paragraph is complete in itself. You start with every paragraph and you work, work, work. You reach the stages where samudaya vai dhamma anupassi viharati ajhatta bahiddha, totality of the outside, inside. And then you remain equanimous, aware, merely awareness, mere wisdom, mere awareness. And with this equanimity, you transcend the field of mind and matter. So every paragraph, the last sentences remain the same. That means every paragraph can take you to the final goal. We start with the paragraph of anapana. We work with anapana, the breath coming in, the breath going out, and then we switch to Vedana Anupassana later on throughout the body sensations. Which of course with every paragraph one has to reach with Sampajanya to that stage. You start by working in the sitting position, just sitting position. But then the next paragraph is again essential because all the four positions of the body, you can't be sitting all the 24 hours. You have to stand sometimes. You have to lie down sometimes. You have to walk sometimes. So with all these four positions, it must continue. Samudaya dhamma, vai dhamma, samudaya dhamma, vai dhamma, atapi, sampajano, satima, in all the four positions. And then the third paragraph. Then the sampajanya must be in everything that you do at the physical level. Not merely sitting, standing, walking and lying, but eating, drinking, talking or remaining silent. In every work that you do, every action that you take, that means all the 24 hours continuously sampajanya, sampajanya. So these three will remain, whatever you practice, because these three are related to the body activities. And wherever there is necessary, body activities are there. But otherwise, the future paragraphs, the other paragraphs, it is not necessary that every student must pass through the teaching of every paragraph. Now the next paragraph is Patikul Manasikar Pabbang. Patikul Manasikar Pabbang. Patikul is repulsive. Manasikar. Now the entire path of the teaching of Buddha is free from any kind of imagination or just merely intellectualization or merely contemplation. This will not take to the final goal. One has to experience the truth. But there are cases of people whose mind is very dull, or there are cases where the mind is very agitated. You can't expect such people to start with the observation of respiration. It's far away for them to feel these sensations and develop equanimity towards the sensations. Most of these people are such who got strong attachment to these bodily sensual pleasures, sexual pleasures, so deeply involved. For such people, to bring them to some stage of balance of mind, these techniques are given just to start. Somebody who's got so much attachment towards the outer beauty of your body, madness after this outer beauty of the body, such a person is asked to start working like this. And how? Punacha paranga bhikkhave bhikkhu imameva kayam. Now here, manasikar, he starts just thinking. He can't feel. So it doesn't matter. Such a crude person must start first with thinking. At least let there be a proper thinking. He's got so much attachment for the body, his body or her body, this person's body, that person's body, so much attachment. So what is this body? Think about it. What is this body? Uddhang padatala. Above from the sole of your feet, adho kesamattaka, below the hairs of your head, that means the entire structure of the body, tachapariyantam, the entire field of the body covered by the skin, puram nanapakaras, puram, the entire structure, nanapakaras, in different ways, asuchino pachavekhati. You are under the impression that the beauty is, that the body is very beautiful. Now see what beauty in it. What beauty in it. It is also ugly. Just think of it. Understand. Reality, you can't experience it. At least start by thinking. And what is that? Atthi imasmin kai. In this so-called body, the total body, there is kesa, loma, nakha, danta, tacho, mansang, naharu, atthi, atthi minjang, vakkang, hadayang, yakanang, kilomakang, pihakang, papphasang, antang, antagunang, udariyang, karisang, pittang, semmang, pubbo, lohitang, sedo, medu, assu, vasa, khelu, singhanika, lasika, muttam. What are these parts of the body? There is hair of the head, hair on the body, the nails, the teeth, the skin, flesh, sinews, bones, marrow, kidney, heart, liver, pleura, spleen, lungs, intestines, mesentery, stomach and contents, feces, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, grease, saliva, nasal mucus, synovial fluid, and urine. This is what it is. This is what it is. One is asked just to contemplate. Now contemplation is needed for such person who won't try to understand Dhamma, who can't practice Dhamma. All right, then start thinking, what is there? What is this body after all? And one starts thinking, thinking, thinking. Repulsive attitude towards it, then the mind becomes slightly balanced, and then one is fit to practice again, either with respiration or just with the sensation directly, again arising, passing, arising, passing, arising, passing. One is on the path. It is just to begin. And once one is on the path and one reaches higher stages, then it becomes very easy. Then just to see what it is not necessary to make an operation of the body to see that there is blood, there is flesh, there is this or that. Then one develops divine eye by which one can see every particle of the body as if with open eyes. But that is at a much later stage. Sayyathapi bhikkhave, and this explanation is given. Ubhato mukha putoli pura nana vitasya dhanyasya. Like there are bags, double mouth bags. One mouth is closed and one mouth is open. These bags full of different kinds of grains. Grains like శాలీనం విహీనం ముగ్గానం మాసానం తిలానం తండులానం ద బ్యాగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఐదర్ హిల్ ప్యాడీ ఆర్ గ్రీన్ గ్రామ్ ఆర్ కౌ పీస్ ఆర్ సెసమం ఆర్ హస్క్డ్ రైస్ అండ్ ఎ మ్యాన్ విత్ ఓపెన్ ఐస్ విత్ గుడ్ ఐస్ కెన్ సీ దిస్ ఇస్ రైస్ దిస్ ఇస్ గ్రామ్ దిస్ ఇస్ పీస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కెన్ సీ ఇట్ సో క్లియర్లీ తమేనం చక్కుమా పురుషో సంబుడి విత్ ఐస్ munchetva opening the eyes pachvekheye sees it ime sali ime vihi ime mugga ime masa ime tila ime tandula evameva kho bhikkhave bhikkhu evameva kayam in the same way somebody who has reached such high stage of meditation will see ఏవమేవ కాయం ఉద్ధం పాదతల అధో కేశమత్థక తచ పర్యంతం విద్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ కవర్డ్ బై ద స్కిన్ పూరం నానప్పకారస్ అసచినో పచ్చవేక్షతి హి అబ్జర్వ్స్ హి సీస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ విత్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఐస్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అత్థి ఇమస్మిన్ కాయ కేశ లోమ ఎట్సెట్రా ఏవం పిఖో భిక్ఖవే Bhikkhu kaye kayanupassi viharati. But before that, he passes through the same process. Iti ajjattangva kaye kayanupassi viharati. Bahiddha va kaye kayanupassi viharati. Ajjatta bahiddha va kaye kayanupassi viharati. Outside, inside, both outside, inside. And samudai dhammanupassiva kayasmin biharati vai dhammanupassiva kayasmin biharati samudai vai dhammanupassiva kayasmin biharati one has to pass through the same stations from wherever you start according to the capacity of the mind according to the background of a person according to one's own faculty developed or not developed one has to start from a very coarser stage, one starts from a finer stage, but one has to pass through these stations. And when atthikayoti, one reaches the stage, oh, this is body, just body. Atthikayoti va panasya sati pachupatthita hoti. The awareness gets established with the reality, this is just body. యావదేవ జ్ఞానమత్తాయ పటిసతి మత్తాయ అనిశ్చితో చ విహరతి నచే కించి లోకే ఉపాదీయతి వన్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది సపోర్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్ వన్ రీచెస్ ద స్టేజ్ బియాండ్ మైండ్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ టు గ్రాస్ప్ వన్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద గ్రాస్పింగ్ వన్ రీచ్ ఫుల్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ లిబరేషన్ సిమిలర్లీ నెక్స్ట్ ధాతు మనసికార పబ్బం పునచ పరం భిక్ఖవే భిక్ఖు ఇమమేవ కాయం యథాథితం యథా పణిహితం ధాతుసో పచ్చ విక్ఖతి నౌ అగైన్ బికాజ్ ద పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ద పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ ద టైప్ హూ టు ఫస్ట్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ థింకింగ్ హీ స్టార్ట్స్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ హిస్ బాడీ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ అత్థి ఇమస్మిన్ కాయ పథవీ ధాతు ఆపో ధాతు తేజో ధాతు వాయో ధాతు పథవీ ధాతు ది ఎర్త్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఆపో ధాతు ది వాటర్ ఎలిమెంట్ తేజో ధాతు ది ఫైర్ ఎలిమెంట్ అండ్ వాయో ధాతు ది ఎయిర్ ఎలిమెంట్ Initially, he just contemplates, he thinks about it. After all, what is body? There is solidity in the body, like the bones, like the flesh, etc. Oh, this is Pathavi Dhatu. The solidity is there, earth element. There is liquidity. Some watery element is there, the blood, the urine, etc. apo dhatu. And there are gases in the body. Vayu dhatu. And then there is temperature in the body. Tejo dhatu. Like that he wants, he starts understanding it merely at the intellectual level. He's contemplating now. He's using his intellect and keeps on thinking about it. How? And again he thinks, Sayyathapi bhikkave dakkhu go ghataku va go ghataka ante va siva gaving vaditva chatu mahapathe bilasu vibhajitva nisinnu as. Like a butcher or an experienced disciple of the butcher kills an animal, say a cow, and then takes this cut body in the marketplace to sell. And then these parts of the body, their bones, this flesh, different parts of the body, there is solidity, there is liquidity, there is air element, all those different things. Now which element is cow? Which element is cow? For conventional purpose, joined together we say cow. So for conventional purpose, this body, which has those four elements in it, nothing but four elements in it, we say my body. One just understanding it, intellectual level. What my body? It is nothing else but solidity, liquidity, gaseous, and the temperature. What else? Thinking like this makes the mind slightly balanced. One who had so much attachment to the body, one who is so mad about these sexual pleasures, bodily pleasures, now to bring him back, at least with some kind of balance of the mind. For that manasikara pabba, you use your mind, you use your intellect, you use your thinking, but this alone will not take you to the final goal. Then again, you have to pass through the same procedure, same station. Ajatangva kaye kayanupassi viharati, bahiddha va kaye kayanupassi viharati, ajatta bahiddha va kaye kayanupassi viharati, samudai dhammanupassi va kayasming viharati, vai dhammanupassi va kayasming viharati, samudai vai dhammanupassi va kayasming viharati. He has to pass through all these stations and then reaches the stage where he can say, Atthikayo tiva panasasati pachupattita hoti. Oh, this is kaya. This is body. How much attachment I had towards this body. Actually, this is the body. Yavadeva jnanamattaye patisati mattaye anissito cha viharati nache kinchiloke upadiyati. One comes out of all the attachments towards this body. Has to pass through the same stations to reach the final goal. And the next, Nav Sivathika Pabbam. Now he would have come across such people, even now there are such people, who can't work even with proper thinking. It is called yoniso manasikare. At least your thinking must be proper. Your thinking is so wrong, how can you practice vipassana properly? So bring back your thinking on the proper lines. There are people, you can't bring back to them on the proper thinking line. Then further crude, gross starting is done for such people. All right, so much attachment to this body. then this person is asked to go to a cemetery. There were three kinds of cemeteries. One was where the body was burned, one where the body was put in a grave, and the third type where the body was just thrown away like this. And then different animals and birds, etc., will eat it up. So one is taken to this kind of cemetery, and there he is asked to see with open eyes. One has to work inside, but one is not able to work inside. All right, you start with outside. Just to come out of this madness about the body, you start outside first. And in this cemetery, he starts working. How he works? Punachaparang bhikkhave bhikkhu seyyathapi passeya sharirang sivatikaya chadditang. The dead body, the corpse which is thrown away in this cemetery, one starts looking at it. Ekahamatangva, dvihamatangva, maybe of one day old. Dvihamatang, maybe 2 days old. Tihamatang, maybe 3 days old. Uddhumatakakang, vinilakang, vipudjakajatang, how it has become disformed. It is swollen, it has become blue, it is festering. And seeing that, now he is asked to again use the thinking. Ayampi kho kayo evang dhammo evang bhavi evang anati topi. Oh, my body also. A time will come when my body will also become like this. This body, everybody, towards which I have got so much attachment. This is the ultimate result of everybody. So this body will also become like this. And just with this understanding, he has to start in such a gross way to see a dead body. 1 day old, 2 days old, 3 days old, being disformed. And then seeing that body, a feeling of repulsiveness, and then understanding the same will happen about this body also, about everybody also. Then his mind becomes slightly balanced. And then he has to work the same thing. The same way he has to pass through the same station. Ajjattangva kaye kayanupassi biharati bahiddhava kaye kayanupassi biharati ajjatta bahiddhava kaye kayanupassi biharati. And similarly, samudaya dhammanupassiva vai dhammanupassiva samudaya vai dhammanupassiva kayasming biharati. And the same final station, atthikayo tiva panasasati pachupatthita hoti yavadeva jnanamattaya patisati mattaya anissito cha viharati nache kinchiloke upadiyati. One comes out of all the attachments. One has to pass through the same, on the same path, but initially one starts in a different way. Or one is taken to a graveyard where punachaparam bhikkhave bhikkhu seyyathapi passeya sharirang sivatikaya chadditang. He observes, he looks at a body which is lying, dead body lying in that graveyard. Kakehiva khajjamanang kulalehiva khajjamanang gijjehiva khajjamanang kankehiva khajjamanang sunakehiva khajjamanang vyaggehiva khajjamanang deepihiva khajjamanang singalehiva khajjamanang vividehiva panakajatehi khajjamanang. And there he sees that the body is eaten by crows, by hawks, by vultures, by dogs, jackals, or by different kinds of worms. And again he understands, my body also has the same nature. Ultimately, it will die and people will throw away like this in this kind of cemetery, and this will be the result. All these animals and birds and worms will eat it. And now his mind comes in a proper position to again practice vipassana properly. Ajjattangva bahiddhangva ajjatta bahiddeva. సముదయ ధమ్మానుపస్సి వై ధమ్మానుపస్సి సముదయ వై ధమ్మానుపస్సి అండ్ లైక్ దిస్ హి ప్రొసీడ్స్ అండ్ రీచెస్ ద స్టేజ్ వేర్ వన్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ టోటల్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫర్దర్ పునచపరంగ భిక్ఖవే భిక్ఖు సయ్యథాపి పశ్యయ్య శరీరం శివతి కాయ ఛడ్డితం అండ్ నౌ హి సీస్ సమ్వన్ ఈస్ టేకన్ అండ్ వేర్ హీ సీస్ ది బాడీ thrown in the graveyard at the cemetery atthika sankhalikam samansalohitam naru sambandham atthika sankhalikam nimansalohitam akhitam naru sambandham atthika sankhalikam apagatamansalohitam naru sambandham atthikani apagata sambandhani disa vidisa విక్షిప్తాని అన్యేన హత్తట్టికం అన్యేన పాదట్టికం అన్యేన గొంఫట్టికం గొంఫక్కట్టికం అన్యేన జంగట్టికం అన్యేన ఉరుట్టికం అన్యేన కటిట్టికం అన్యేన పాసుకట్టికం అన్యేన పిట్టిట్టికం అన్యేన ఖందట్టికం అన్యేన గీవట్టికం అన్యేన హనుకట్టికం అన్యేన దంతట్టికం అన్యేన శీశకటాహం నౌ హి సీస్ దేర్ దిస్ బాడీ విచ్ ఇస్ రిడ్యూస్డ్ టు ఎ స్కెల్టన్ విత్ సమ్ ఫ్లెష్ అండ్ బ్లడ్ అటాచ్డ్ టు ఇట్ హెల్డ్ టుగెదర్ బై టెండన్స్ కన్సిడర్స్ యాజ్ టు హిస్ ఓన్ బాడీ దస్ ఓ దిస్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ మై బాడీ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే where different bones of the body are scattered here and there, oh, this is what is going to happen to my body also. And this is body. What else is body? And his mind comes slightly to a stage where it is little balanced and one can work on vipassana now. And one has to pass the same kind of stations. Punachaparang bhikkhave bhikkhu sayyathapi pasyaya shariram sivatikaya chadditam atthikani setani sankhavanna patibhagani. Now again someone goes there and says these bones have dried after being there for a long time and they are white. అట్టికాని పుంజకితాని తేరోవస్తికాని అట్టికాని పూతీని చున్నక జాతీని సమ్ ఆర్ బ్రోకన్ సమ్ ఆర్ బికమ్ జస్ట్ లైక్ పౌడర్ సో ఇమమేవ కాయం ఉపసంహరతి అయం పిఖో కాయో ఏవం ధమ్మో ఏవం భావి ఏవం అనతీతోతి అల్టిమేట్లీ మై బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ లైక్ దిస్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ everyone's body. Thinking like this, he has to start with observing, seeing things, because otherwise his mind won't come to any kind of balanced situation to work vipassana. To work on vipassana, to observe the reality and to observe the real nature of the reality at the experiential level is a very delicate job. It can't be done by people who are living a too coarse life, whose life is so gross, always involved in impurities which are so gross. Such people to come to the stage and to observe the reality at the experiential level, from the gross moving towards subtlety, and transcend the entire field of mind and matter, it is so difficult for such people even to start. So such special cases used to be taken to a cemetery. You see this. Keep on seeing what will happen to the body. And then keep on contemplating. The same will happen to my body. The same will happen to everybody's body. And like this, at least at the intellectual level, one starts coming out of the attachment towards the body, starts understanding the ultimate result of everybody, and comes to a stage where the mind is slightly balanced, and then start working. And when one starts working, then one has to pass through the same stations. బహిద్ధా వాకాయి కాయానుపస్సి విహరతి అజ్జత్త బహిద్ధా వాకాయి కాయానుపస్సి విహరతి samudaya dhammanupassīva kāyasmiṃ viharati vaidhammanupassīva kāyasmiṃ viharati samudaya vaidhammanupassīva kāyasmiṃ viharati attikāyotiva panassa sati pachupatthita hoti. The sati becomes fully established now with the reality. Yavadeva jnanamattaya patisati mattaya anisseto cha biharati, without depending on anything. Nachay kinchiloke upadiyati, without having attachment towards anything, one reaches that stage where one gets fully liberated. Now all these paragraphs, not necessary that every meditator should pass through every paragraph. Not necessary. Because every paragraph, the starting point differs. Except the second and the third paragraph, which will remain, because the second paragraph, where every posture of the body, the four postures, sitting, standing, lying, walking, you have to work with them in every position. And the third paragraph, doing everything, bathing, washing, eating, etc. Everything that you do at the physical level, sampajanya is there, sampajanya is there. So that one has to pass through these. But otherwise it is not necessary that one should pass through the beginning part of every paragraph. But the later part of every paragraph remains the same. Because one must reach the station where one starts experiencing the arising of the sensation. Because with the sensation you feel something is arising. The mind, the matter. The passing away of the sensation, you understand the passing away of the mind, the matter, the combination of the two which manifest as sensation. Arising, passing, separately. And then arising, passing. As it arises, instantly it passes away. As it arises, instantly it passes away. So samudaya vai dhamma, with great rapidity. Outside, inside, everywhere, the entire structure is just arising, passing. And you are just observing it. You are developing your faculty, these two faculties of sati, awareness, and the faculty of sampajanyam, your equanimity with the understanding of anicca. There can be equanimity even without the understanding of anicca. You keep on giving suggestion to the mind, you should not react. When you keep on giving this suggestion, then the mind becomes calm. One feels as if one is coming out of the old habit of reaction. Look, I'm not reacting now. You are certainly not reacting, but you are not reacting only at the surface level of the mind. There are many, quite a few, who develop this faculty of equanimity, and in their life and vicissitudes comes, ups and down comes, we find that they are not very much upset, they are able to keep the balance of the mind. But deep inside, the deeper part of the mind keeps on reacting. Because this equanimity which one has developed at the surface level of the mind does not go to that depth. The deeper level of the mind is constantly in contact with the body sensations. So unless one works with the body sensations and develops the equanimity at the level of body sensation, one has not gone to the depth of the mind. One is missing sampajanya. And without sampajanya, these roots will not go away. Roots of your impurity, roots of your sankhara will not go away. Roots of your behavior pattern will not go away. That is why so much importance is given to Vedana. This was the enlightenment of Buddha. There were schools in India. There were teachers in India at the time of Buddha who were contemporary to Buddha. There were teachers even before Buddha, and there are teachers after Buddha also. And the same teaching is there, that if you want to get liberation, you must come out of craving, you must come out of aversion. Come out of craving, come out of aversion is not the teaching of Buddha. It is there, traditional teaching of the past, and it continues. But all these teachers, while teaching it, and all the disciples, while practicing it, they will only try to come out of craving and aversion in relation to the objects outside. No craving towards what you see, no aversion towards what you see, or what you hear, or what you smell, or what you taste, or what you touch, or what you think. There should not be any craving towards it. Wonderful. It is right, nothing wrong in it. Then what speciality Buddha found out? Salayatan are these six sense doors. And the object of these six sense doors are also called Salayatan. The six objects of these six sense doors. One should abstain from reacting with craving or aversion at the level of Salayatan. Buddha goes still deeper. He finds out and then says, your reaction starts not just at the level of Salayatan, the six sense doors, or the objects of six sense doors. Salayatan pachaya phasa. The six sense doors must come in contact with the six sense objects, phasa. And then phasa pachaya vedana. With this contact, a body sensation will arise. And then vedana pachaya tanha. Your craving, your aversion arises only after the sensation has arisen. This part was missing. People were playing only intellectual game, which was right, doesn't matter. But it will not take you to the depth, that missing link. The object of the six sense doors and your reaction towards that object, there was a gap. There is a gap, always a gap. And that gap is vedana, the sensation in the body. If this part is missing, then you will be rectifying only the surface part of your mind. You can't go to the depth of the mind. At the deepest level of the mind, these sensations are felt. Whatever object comes in contact with your sense door, a part of the mind gives evaluation, good, bad, and then you feel a sensation, pleasant, unpleasant, and then you start reacting with craving or aversion. This was enlightenment of Buddha. This is what he found out by his experience. And this is what he kept on teaching. That work with these sensations, develop equanimity at the level of sensations, and you will come out of your misery, you will come out of your bondage, you will come out of your wrong behavior pattern at the deepest level of the mind. And this is what you started practicing. You worked with anapana so that you easily come to the stage of experiencing the sensations. Sampajanya starts. And with the sensation you understand arising, passing, and you develop your equanimity. Now the equanimity is not merely equanimity towards the sound or towards the vision or towards the smell or towards the taste or towards the touch or towards the thought. Now the equanimity is towards the sensation that you feel, pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, understanding that all sensations have the same characteristic, arising, passing. This is how you are following the exact teaching of Buddha. This is what he wanted us to practice, and this is what the whole Satipatthana Sutta is. Atapi sampajano satima. You have to work hard to remain satima, aware, and sampajano, always with the understanding of the arising and passing away of the body sensations, and developing equanimity with this understanding. Whatever time is left now, make use of it. A serious course. Merely reading the sutta and merely understanding the sutta at the intellectual level will not liberate. They are both very helpful. Reading the sutta and understanding it at the intellectual level gives us so much inspiration. Oh, this is what Buddha meant. This is what Buddha meant. And this is what I am doing. One gets the inspiration, one gets the confidence, one gets the guidance. So make use of this sutta. Make use of these evening discourses, understanding the sutta. But work, work. Day and night you have to work. Only the time when you can't help when you are in deep sleep. Otherwise, day and night, sampajanyanga na rinchati. You can't afford to miss sampajanyanga. Of course, to reach that stage where one does not miss sampajanya even for a moment is still far away, but you have to try for that. The mind wanders away and you forget all about your sampajanya. How quickly you realize, and again you start working on the sensations. Again the mind wanders away. Again you start contemplating something, imagining something, thinking something. Again you realize, what I am doing? I have to be with the sensation. Again you bring back your attention to the sensation. While you are eating, you forget all about the sensations. And you suddenly realize, oh, I am eating. I must be aware of my sensations. I am drinking. I must be aware of my sensations. I am walking. I am lying down. I am doing this. I am doing that. Every time, every moment I must be with my sensation. Keep on reminding yourself. The old habit pattern is to run away from these sensations. To run away from these deeper realities. That is your old habit pattern. The habit pattern of ignorance. Now you have to come out of the ignorance. You have to develop your wisdom, your enlightenment. And the wisdom and enlightenment is to remain with the reality of these sensations arising, passing, samudaya, vay, anicca. To come out of all the bondages, to come out of all the ignorance, to come out of all the miseries. Make use of the remaining days, wonderful days of your life. Make use of whatever facility you got here. Make use of this wonderful technique, the wonderful Dhamma. Come out of all your miseries. May all of you come out of all your miseries. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness. Take rest. Take rest with sampajanyam. And taking rest for a few minutes, come back and start working. Atapi sampajano satima.